Good morning, members of the commission, staff, ladies and gentlemen. Planning Commission is now in session. We realize that you've taken time off from your schedule and are anxious to get back to it. You can help us expedite today's hearing by following these rules and procedures. Everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address clearly for the record. Those in favor of the application will be heard first, followed by those opposed. After that, those in support will be one in support will be given the opportunity for rebuttal, and following that, one will be given the opportunity for surrebuttal. We ask that you limit your presentation or testimony to 5 minutes or less. The chair will reserves the right to limit testimony and will exercise that right in the interest of others that, who have business before the commission. I would ask that you not repeat the same items that were said by the previous speaker. You could just summarize just to keep the meeting moving. After all speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments will not be heard unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with the commission's decision, you may be able to appeal it to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. Commissioner Hill, would you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have roll call?
Chairman Abrahamian?
Here.
Vice Chair Hill?
Here.
Commissioner Arabian?
Here.
Commissioner Carver?
Here.
Commissioner Chatha?
Here.
Commissioner Quist?
Here.
Commissioner Wolf?
Here.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. There are no consent agenda items for this hearing, so we go to the regular agenda. First item on that is public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons desiring to address the Planning Commission on any matter within our jurisdiction, but it's not on today's agenda. Is there anyone that wishes to approach and speak at this time?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Radley Reap, and I reside at 557 West Escalon in Clovis. I'm here to hopefully get some clarification. I attended a board meeting, a commission meeting back in September. And at that time, one of your staff gave you an idea of when the general plan would be coming to you for amendment or revision. And I have the quote here. It says, so at this time, we would like to get this item to the commission next month, which would have been last October, for consideration and target the board as early as November, which is not going to happen. Obviously, there's been a delay. I'd like to remind you that we, members of the public, are planning our holiday season and wondering how to block out time for this very important meeting. And so it'd be good if we could find out from the county whether or not the board will be approving it this year at Christmas time or whether it will move over into January. Is there any way that this commission could help get that information out to the public? That's my question.
Staff, do you want to respond or can you respond?
Staff will always try to give the public as much advance notice we have. We, as pointed out, things happen and don't always go as desired, so we can't make any commitments. But to the degree that we can be transparent and give as much lead time as we can, we will. That has to be balanced against not over elongating things by adding additional notice periods to it. So we do our best, but I understand the frustration.
You know, Radley, we can't take any action on public
right,
presentation.
Right, exactly. I just come to you because, actually, of all the agencies in the county, I think you're the most receptive. to the public, and I do appreciate that. And so I will try to contact the county to see if I can get an answer from them. But when staff comes to you and says, this is what we plan to do, the public really takes it to heart. And so we've been planning major meetings and setting aside time over the holidays, and we're thinking now we don't have to do that because it's probably going to go into next year. And so that's just what I want to know, whether or not it's going to get to the board this year or if the plan is for next year. It's a simple question, and the county should be able to answer that. And then finally, I'd like to point out, as I have many, many times, just so that it's absolutely you're aware of the situation, and that is that the general plan that's being revised does not have a fiscal analysis with it to show that there's money to implement it. I want to impress upon you that importance of that fact. The current general plan hasn't worked well because of lack of funding, and I don't want to see the county approving another general plan that's not going to work because there's no funding. So somehow the message needs to get to staff that we need to have a fiscal analysis with that so we know it's going to work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to address the commission at this time?
Chairman, one minor note. I forgot to call out for Commissioner Zante, who is obviously here. I just wanted that on the record.
Oh, thank you.
Apologies.
Do we have 8 on the commission now? Is that 9th one vacant?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, then we go to item number 2.
Regular agenda item number 2, unclassified conditional use permit number 3769, an initial study number 8429, filed by Lisa Gendel, SAC Wireless, proposing to allow an unmanned freestanding 80-foot tall monopine-style co-locatable wireless telecommunications facility on an 8.58-acre parcel within the RE Zone District. The subject parcel is located on the southwest corner of East Nares Avenue and South Pico Avenue with the unincorporated community of Layton.
Good morning. This project was originally brought before you last month. It was taken to a date certain, which is today. There were concerns over more people in the community being noticed. The applicant will have a presentation discussing that they, on Sunday, they had a community meeting. They sent out notices, and they will talk to you about that as per the county commissioner's ask. As stated before, it's located within the community of Layton. Notices were originally sent out in a quarter-mile radius. Subsequent notices were sent out to the entire community of Layton. Over 400 notices were given out. As you can see here, this is a 30 by 30-foot leased area. We located here. So you can see here, some issues that may be brought up is that cell towers can provide have issues with aesthetics. The good thing about this tower is that it will be, it's called sheathed. It will look like a monopine structure, and any other structures underneath will be covered by a block wall. There is one cell tower in the area. It already has provided services to the community. However, with the addition of this cell tower, it'll provide enhanced communicative abilities to the community of Layton. You can see a rendering before and after within the surrounding area. As I stated before, on November 12th, notices were given out by SAC Wireless, both in English and in Spanish. Notices were given, and a community meeting was had. As you can see here, this is what the items on the tree will look like. It will look like, as I said before, sheathed. There are 5 findings that would need to be made by staff. All 5 findings that we found can be made. One most importantly one would be considering the general plan and how the Fresno County strives to allow for communicative abilities, telecommunication abilities in the communities. And this proposal as stated, will provide such a need to the community. Therefore, staff recommends, again, that you recommend this item to be approved. If you have any further questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Did you have more information about the meetings and the responses?
We had, as of today, we've had 6 letters of support and 1 continued item for letters of opposition subsequent to the hearing on the of the 12th.
Did the applicant do what they said they would do at the
That's correct.
Meeting?
The applicant, it was advised by the Planning Commission for the applicant to conduct a meeting, and they did so. They had sent over 400 letters to the community of Layton and had a meeting, and they can speak upon what happened during that time.
We had some letters that were placed up here for us to look at.
Correct. Yes, there are 6 letters of support received as of today and 1 continued letter of opposition.
Okay. Was there anything from any organizations in Layton?
We received notice from the school district that they are in a support, but we did not. It was a phone call rather than a physical document presented.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions of staff?
Yes.
Commissioner Quist.
You said you received a phone call from the school district.
Correct.
From
and they're in letter of support.
Who was the party that called?
I'm not aware of this time, but someone from that district called, and they said they were in the support.
As an individual?
As an individual, as a secretary to, I think the school district, she called.
So it wasn't necessarily the school took action at a meeting?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Wolf?
Did we get the letter of support from the superintendent?
I don't believe we did, no.
Did we get anything from the education department in Layton?
I don't believe you did, but the applicant can speak upon if they attended the hearing that in Layton.
He's no longer the superintendent. Any other questions of staff?
Yes, Elliot, I saw one of the letters here that had the administrator's name on it. I guess the administrator and the principal or somebody. But what they did, they came for the meeting but wasn't able to stay for the whole meeting. I'm trying to find where that was. On the stuff that you, I just got. I had the Lions Club letter.
It was the last letter in my
head. Okay, yes. Victor Villar, he said that he was in support of this project. And he says, he concurs with staff that the added connectivity to the community of Layton would be a boon to the community.
Okay, and that's which
he's not the superintendent. He's the former.
Former.
Mm-hmm. And he said he missed the meeting.
The regular packet? Because I know I have it here. Thank you. Okay, he's former superintendent, and he's currently a planning commissioner now.
Any other questions of staff? Thank you. Would the applicant come forward?
Thank you, Elliot. Hi, my name is Michelle Fernandez with SAC Wireless on behalf of Verizon Wireless, presenting the East Mount Whitney Avenue facility located in Layton, California. We appreciate this opportunity to speak about our project to the Planning Commission again. Alongside me today is Walt Coles, representing Verizon Wireless as a radio frequency expert. We will be available for your questions at the conclusion of this presentation. Next slide, please. Oh, perfect. To begin, we will note the application timeline as it relates to our project now. In 2019, Verizon Wireless identified a gap in service in Layton, California. Verizon Wireless investigated 21 alternative locations and designs, and the first planning commission was held on October 12th, 2023. At this hearing, the project was continued. On November 12th, 2023, last Sunday, a community meeting was held at Layton Lions Club. Today, we are here for the continuance hearing. On this slide, you can see that Verizon Wireless is proposing an 80-foot tower camouflaged as a pine tree. The tower and equipment will be enclosed within a 900-square-foot lease area surrounded by a cinder block wall. Here are some photo simulations of what the tower would look like off of Nares Avenue. This is looking east with the tower in the background, and this is looking west. On this slide, you can see the coverage map before the proposed facility or the service that is existing. The closest Verizon facility is 1.1 miles north and is exhausted in capacity. There's a lack of dominant signal, which compromises network performance. This map shows the lack of coverage. The green color indicates in-building coverage. There's a lack around the Layton's Lions Club and the surrounding vicinity. Yellow indicates in-vehicle coverage, and red indicates outdoor coverage. The gap in service and lack of dominant signal is apparent here and compromises network performance, which, of course, is not ideal in emergency situations when everyone is trying to utilize wireless services to call loved ones or contact the authorities. With community residents and students packed in this area with multiple connected devices per home, this can be a frustrating concern. The new proposed facility will address the lack of reliable coverage and increasing user demand on the network. As you can see by this graphic, there's a lot more green. The in-building coverage is significantly improved. The new facility will improve the current slow data speeds and compromising voice calls. This map shows the new reliable Verizon Wireless service for local residents, students, visitors, and the community. An engineer with Waterford Consultants confirmed that the radio frequency exposure will be less than FCC public limit at 25.3% at ground level. Because it complies with FCC guidelines, a denial on the project based on RF exposure is preempted by federal law. Verizon reviewed 21 alternative sites, and you can see that list here. All these properties either did not meet the service objectives needed, are in the residential zoning district, did not meet setbacks, or had unresponsive landlords to letters and calls, or Verizon was already on the tower. As you can see on this map, the alternatives that were investigated surrounded the area. The Layton's Lions Club had interest, and their parcel met the service objectives and is compliant with the county code. Aside from benefiting the community's wireless needs, this project is compliant with the County of Fresno's development standards. We abide by the setbacks, the site location is in an RE, recreational zone, and there is space on the tower for future co-location by another wireless carrier. So if AT&T or T-Mobile needed service in this area, they would not have to put up a new tower. They can co-locate on Verizon's tower, therefore reducing the number of towers in the area. And this ability to co-locate is encouraged by the county's wireless guidelines. Also, CEQA mitigated negative declaration confirms that there's less than significant impacts with mitigation. At the Planning Commission on October 12th, there was much discussion regarding the site and opposition from one community resident. It was discussed that the noticing period prior to the hearing was not enough time to circulate information throughout the Layton community. The noticing was completed by the county, and the requirements for the noticing are in the county code. A decision was made for continuance, and the ask by the commission was to give additional notice to the Layton community about the proposed Verizon facility at the Layton's Lions Club, and to notice not only in English, but in Spanish as well. The commission also suggested that Verizon hold a community outreach meeting in the town of Layton, California. This is something that Verizon readily agreed to, and on November 12th, this past Sunday, an outreach community meeting was held at the Layton's Lions Club. Verizon Wireless sent bilingual notice to neighbors within 600 feet of the parent parcel, and there was an invitation to the community for the November 12, 2023 community meeting made by Layton's Lions Hall. Here's a copy of the notice that's attached that was sent by Verizon Wireless in both English and Spanish. And the Layton's Lions Club also posted 475 notices included in the local utility bills. Verizon put up 4 posters describing the meeting with a graphic of the tower around the area of the parent parcel. And it was stated at the community meeting that 500 plus emails went out to the parents from the school district, and that the community meeting was also discussed at church to encourage members to attend. We had 29 people sign the sign-in sheet, and it was a great discussion, great interaction, and Verizon Wireless representatives answered public questions, and RF expert David Witkowski of Oak Solutions described how the proposed facility will comply with FCC's RF exposure guidelines. The meeting was held for 2 hours to discuss the new facility. There was a construction member present, an RF expert, Verizon Tech that works on the sites around Layton, and other members in attendance to answer questions. Two Spanish-speaking translators were also in attendance. Verizon provided photo sims of the proposed facility and a materials board for the design of the 80-foot monopine and information on radio frequency. You can see those pictures here with some of the sign-in sheets. The posters that were posted around the neighborhood and the people that were in attendance last Sunday. In conclusion, the proposed facility will provide a new reliable service to the town of Layton, and ensures increased wireless coverage, enhanced capacity capabilities, and improved student access. This facility complies with all County of Fresno requirements for approval while providing reliable service to citizens working from home, students, and the general community of Layton. Today, we are asking the Planning Commission to support the staff recommendation to support and approve this project. Myself and Walt Coles from Verizon Wireless are here to answer any questions. Thank you for this opportunity to present our project again.
Thank you. Questions?
I
Commissioner
do.
Wolf. Excuse me. Before we continue, Commissioner Chata had to leave, so he won't be with us. He won't be coming back today. But we still have a quorum.
My question is, we have a notice of opposition that says that they don't believe there was notification to the town of Layton about the community meeting much in advance, and I've noticed none of your things have dates on them. When were all these flyers
October
put up?
October 27th, 2 weeks before the community meeting. The posters that were posted around the neighborhood, the four posters, were put up on October 27th, and same with the mailings. I did the mailings myself, and I have pictures of timestamp at the post office.
Okay. The second question I have is, why is there no information from the superintendent of Layton Unified School District?
The current superintendent of Layton Unified School District was not the superintendent that originally reached out to Verizon back in 2019. 2019, it was Victor Villar, who I believe did send a message to.
Why not the current one?
The current superintendent and the IT contact were there at the community meeting along with another board member, and they stated that we did not reach out. We do want to know who did reach out, and we support what Layton's Lions Club does, and we support the community. I don't believe that they submitted a letter of support. They were there to hear all questions and answers and ask their own questions about the project to get full clarification. But it was Victor Villar that did reach out to Verizon in 2019. So I'm not sure if they're in attendance today to speak to that.
Okay.
But three members
Sunday. I remember specifically saying, let's get a current read on this from the superintendent, the current superintendent. I'm sorry there's not anything in writing again, which is too bad.
I don't think the Unified School District wants to put something in writing to that effect if there's opposition to this project, but they did state that they would support the decision that the Layton's Lions Club made on this project on their property.
Will there be any lights on this tower?
No.
No strobe lights or anything
No, it's not going to look like a Christmas tree. I know some have flashing red at the top. This one will not.
Any other questions of the applicant, Commissioner Quist?
What does RF stand for?
Radio frequency.
Okay. And was that RF expert from Verizon or just?
Not from Verizon. We do have a radio frequency expert here, Walt Coles, that can answer any specific radio frequency questions. He is an RF expert from Oku Solutions that answered a lot of questions on Sunday and brought graphs, and I think did a very good job of explaining radio frequency and answering the public's questions.
Okay. David and then Kalfin. The signs that were posted, were they bilingual? Were they also in Spanish or? just English only?
The community signs that were posted in the community were in English.
And you said the school sent out notices, or who sent notices out?
The superintendent did state at the community meeting on Sunday that over 500 emails were sent to parents to notify them of the community meeting.
Okay.
I don't have a record of that, but that was stated.
Commissioner Wolf?
You had said that you had shown on the PowerPoint a possible list of alternate locations?
Yes.
Right there. And it looks like from number 10 down to number 20, which is 20, the landlord was unresponsive to letters and calls. So that means that really didn't go very far. So I don't understand why they're on the list if somebody didn't answer the phone.
So 10 candidates, from 10 to 20, 10 candidates were reached out to.
Yeah,
and we send letters and we call and we use public record information to try to reach out to landlords who may have interest. But if they're unresponsive, then we need to move on to a candidate.
Right, it just doesn't seem to me like they should be on the list just because they didn't answer the phone.
This just shows that we did more of an investigation. We did reach out to more than just 10 or 11 candidates who responded back to us. We did reach out to the community to see who was interested besides Layton's Lions Club. And we always have a running list of who was unresponsive to us so we don't keep bothering them. And we can map it out on who's not interested, who's interested, what didn't work for setbacks or lack of space.
Right.
We like to just have all the history of candidates that were reached out to.
So did you have any parcels that met the service objective that you reached out to?
So the ones where it says landlord unresponsive to letters and calls, I believe a few of those would have met the coverage objective, and Walt Coles can speak a little bit more to that. But again, we didn't get... Once we have response and interest, we need to go to the site, check the surrounding area, and still make sure that it's going to work for the
service. So you don't necessarily do that before you see if there's
interest? We do that before on Google Earth, and we can use the little guy on the ground to see how tall the trees are in the area and the buildings and see what's on the parcel, but that's not always accurate. So we always have to do site walks with the landlords to make sure that that parcel is going to be feasible for what the radio frequency engineer plans for the site.
Any other questions of the speaker? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next speaker in support of this application. Do we have anyone else to speak in support? Okay, seeing none, I'll ask if there's anyone here in opposition to this application. Please come forward if you'd state your name and address for the record.
My name is Fatima Jacobo, and I'm a resident of Layton.
Say your last name again, please.
Fatima Jacobo. Jacobo, J-A-C-O-B-O. So I was present at the meeting on Sunday, and prior to that meeting, I am also a parent. So I did receive one of the emails that the school sent out. It was only sent out about Sunday. And then the other email was sent out there was an email sent out Friday, and then there was an email sent out Sunday morning at about 11, and then the meeting was at 2 o'clock. I had a lot of questions for Verizon as to why they chose that area. We do have a park in Layton. It has a big area that's not being used. It has an area that it's not exposed to the community. Pretty much people wouldn't really see the tree on that side. They told me they had reached out to Fresno County. They had reached out about the park being used, and that the park didn't want to do that, or they didn't get enough information from them. One of our biggest concerns as members of the community was that we were told that the children that were having issues and the children that would benefit from this tower would be Hardwick. Hardwick is a town that's in Kings County. It is not in Fresno County. So we were concerned as to why they didn't reach out to Kings County rather than to Fresno, because the issue was not with our school. Our school has great internet service. We don't have issues with the children not having service there. We had a board member there that's been a Verizon customer for 35 years, and she says she has great service in our town of Layton, and she does not struggle with her service. So we were just concerned as to why is it that they chose our town? Is it because we're at borderline with Kings County? And since the process was already going through with Fresno County, they didn't want to start over once they realized Hardwick was part of Kings County. If it is something that's going to benefit our children as to homework, because that's what we were told, that it would benefit the children of Layton when they do homework, we would need a tower north of Harlem Avenue, because this tower would not reach them. So if it is benefiting our children, it would need to be north of Harlem Avenue, not south, which would end up benefiting. What we were told was Hardwick, which is in Kings County, and anybody that's driving by our town, and people that are going down the freeway, which the closest freeway to us would be 43. So really, for our town, we wouldn't be getting the benefit, and we would just have that huge tree in the middle of a residential area. If anybody has ever had the pleasure of going out to Layton, mostly it's during rodeo, they would see that it's a town that's beautiful. We're surrounded by trees. We have, like, just, it's just a small town. And this is just something that's making everybody feel very uncomfortable, especially because our town wouldn't be benefiting from it. We already have a tower that is on Harlem Avenue, Harlem and Fowler. And I know that's the tower they're referring to that's overloaded. But yet us in our community, we don't struggle with service. And we even had a board member there, like I said, that's been a Verizon customer for 35 years. And she loves Verizon. She said it's a great service. And even in our town of Layton, she doesn't struggle with spotty service or that she has to be reaching out to Verizon because the signal is not strong enough. We would really want you guys to reconsider as a group if you are planning to pass this. We don't think it would be a benefit to our town. We don't think it would be a benefit to our members of our town, our community. I don't know if maybe this could be moved towards Hardwick, where that's where the issue is coming from, or if you guys would reconsider maybe the park. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the Layton Park, but it's a huge property. There's a lot of space that's not being used. There's a lot of space that's not utilized, that our community doesn't even go out there because it's not maintained. It's mostly dry grass and no trees out there. But that's what I would like to say.
Where is that in relation to the proposed location?
It's the Kingston Park in Layton.
Can we put a map up, and maybe with the pointer you can show us? Actually, could you put that other map up that had, no, the one the other way, probably, that one. So the subject property is the one in the box, the light blue, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And in relation to that, where, can you give her a pointer and she can show us where she's talking about?
Kingston Park is over here. This is our river, and this is the Kingston Park. And there's an area on this side that's before you get to Kings, because our river divides in half. So part of it's Kings, part of it's Fresno. In this area out here, it's all just dry grass. It's not maintained. The area our residents use, we use this area in here.
Would you point out where the Hardwick area is that needs the reception?
If this is the line that runs to King, like this would be Fresno County and this would be Kings County, Hardwick is somewhere in this area. It's about, I want to say maybe 10 minutes from our town. In miles, I wouldn't know how to tell you, but it's about 10 minutes from our town, 10 to 15 minutes depending where you live. And that's what we were told as residents. And that's, I think that's what really upset a lot of people, that they're trying to say that it's our children that are going to benefit, it's our school, and it's not going to be our school. Our school has a great internet system. They wouldn't even be going off the tower of Verizon. Our children that do have issues with homework, with having good connection to do their work, even through COVID, and we got through COVID, even having that bad connection, would be north of Harlem. So north of the tower that's already there. And that would really benefit our children. That would really benefit our community, because a lot of children that are north of Harlem do not have good internet service. And because of the lack of population out there, a lot of the cell towers, it's not beneficial to them to put a tower out there where it's not going to be in a populated community. And I know the supervisor did, or the superintendent did say that she would support Leighton Lions Club, but she wanted to clarify that she was not the person who sent it out. Our IT tech was there. If it would have been sent out, he would have found out. If it would have been the prior superintendent, he would have found out. He's been with our district for 9 years. So if we did have issues through COVID now, from the 9 years ago when he got there until now, we've had a great service. Our school was thinking of putting up towers during COVID that would benefit our students with their homework issues. But even then, we got through COVID without that. I know that was emphasized a lot at the meeting on Sunday, that it would benefit our children. It would benefit them with homework, not our children of Leighton. This would benefit Hardwick. And not that we wouldn't want to help another community out, because we are very close there. It's all small communities. Even Hardwick is a small community like Leighton. But where they're placing it, just so many people in the community had an issue with it. They don't want to see that tree when they walk outside their house.
So you said the current supervisor was there at the meeting.
She was
and
there.
She just was not committal. All she said was, this wasn't asked for on my watch or something like that. That's all she said?
From our school district, it was not a request from our school district from the time that we've had this superintendent. And then our IT person has been there for 9 years. So if we did have bad service, if we did have issues with our internet, if our children were struggling, he would know. And there is children that struggle, but they are north of Harlem Avenue. So this tower wouldn't benefit them. At least not for our community. They wouldn't be benefited.
I'm wondering why there are not more people here, or why the school district didn't put anything in writing, the current school district. Do you have any opinions on that?
I can tell you our community is mostly farm workers. It's people that work Monday through Saturday. Our meeting was on a Sunday afternoon, when that's maybe like the only day most of our community has time to go, either if they need to go to the laundromat, if they need to go grocery shopping, whatever they need to do. It's pretty much Sunday, especially right now. It's hard to take days off because, you know, our seasons are changing. Jobs are getting lower. Usually during this time, unemployment rate goes up in our community. So I didn't understand why they chose a Sunday. I think we would have had a better outcome maybe a day after school, or maybe even a Saturday when people work like half days. I know a lot of the stuff that went out was in English. I don't live very far from the tower. The first time around, I wasn't one of the 39 people that received a letter. The second time around, I did receive it with my water bill. But even the signs that were around town, they were just in English. So even if it's areas that our community does go to, like the barbershop or stores, wherever it is that these signs were put up, they were unable to read them. I think a lot, too, it's maybe because everything was going on in English at the beginning. People really thought, if I go, everything's going to be in English. I'm not going to understand it. We are a large Spanish-speaking community. I would say more than half of the town is Spanish-speaking, and they rely on their children to translate, or unless there's a translator at the event that's going to be held. I figured that not a lot of people would be here, and that's why I wanted to be here, because I was at the meeting. I did hear what Verizon had to say, and then I heard what our superintendent had to say, what our IT person had to say. I know that even Leighton Lions Club, they said, when we asked them, well, if this isn't a deal where it's benefiting you financially, why is it that you're doing it? And they said that they were doing it to benefit our community. But even then, it's not benefiting our community.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to speak in opposition to this application?
Hi, my name's Tom Hernandez, and I was at the meeting as well, and I had asked a few questions about like a radiation or the heat or anything that is gonna give off, and they had a ruler. It says, well, and they had a circle, and it said, here's the ground, and here's the top of the tower, and from the top of that tower, you're gonna get this much heat. From a ruler. I asked him, don't you have a graph or a percentile or something letting me know how much is going to come off, like radiation or heat or if there's going to be a buzzing noise or anything like that? And he said, again, here's the ruler. This is how much you're going to get. And that was what was explained to that point. And I asked him, can you bring the pictures back up to where they showed the tower? Okay, can you go back one more? Can you go back a couple? Let's start right there. No, what? Where the fence was at? Right there. Okay, you see this? This is the restroom right here that goes to the. There's a baseball diamond just west of that, and they're having a problem right now with kids. There's some electrical right there, and the kids are playing on it as they come to practice, and the parents are watching the older kids play baseball. The other kids are over there horsing around on the electrical, and PG&E was just out there a couple of weeks ago. They're going to put something around it, but right in that area right here to the east of that, that's a restroom. They're going to put the tower right there. If you see that tree that's right there, that's the fence line that goes to the Leighton Lions Hall. All that area is where the arena's at right there to the east of that, and then the hall is right there. In that corner, we see where the trees are way in the back? That's a canal right there. Okay, there's a fence that runs across the backside of that canal. In that corner, there was a tree, and there was other trees right there. If they're going to put that, if it does come and they have to put it there, why can't they not put it over, what's that, about 50 yards and back about 75 yards, where it's not up against the road, it's not next to the baseball diamond where the kids are at, it's not next to the restroom where they're all playing. Because I, like I told them, I said, one of these kids, there's always one kid or two kids to say, hey, I bet you I can get it to the top of that. And then what's going to happen? We're going to have a problem with kids trying to get over into the fence, climbing the tower, and somebody's going to get hurt. That was one of my concerns as well. And they had a guy there that says, well, I come around and I check the fences, because the homeless people ripped that fence up to go through. They live back way in the back over there in them trees and along the river. So they, when they come into town, they come through there and they tear the fence up. The fence is broken in a few spots right there. So what's going to stop them from breaking the fence to get into the tower? That was, you know, my concern there. I don't see why they couldn't move it over. That's a fenced area right there, all the way around the Leighton's club right there. They could put it in that far corner. Like I said, it's going to be right out to the road. And if you can, okay, can you go up where the towers was, where they, right there. You see these telephone poles or these posts? Well, there's some telephone poles that run across from, this is a corner right here, and then the tracks run along. There's about four poles that run right down that fence line. That building there is it's farther down. The Lions Hall is a little bit farther down. But anyways, there's like four or five poles that run down the street. That's the only place that they put posters, the signs that showed the tree, and this is what they were going to do. then it's not posted all over the community like they said it was. There's four poles, five poles,